Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome back to Indigenous Voices of the People, Blog Talk Radio show. Indigenous Voices of the People. This is your show, folks, where the Indigenous people have a voice. We always open our show with a prayer. We try to end with a song in the traditional way. Your host, Tanupa Gluha Money, and guest host, Gabriel Salam and Amin Stronghold Del Bay. So are you in the studio, Tanupa?
Yes, I am.
It'd be a great honor, man, to do this prayer for our people.
All right.
But without any further delay, let's start with the prayer.
Yeah. We'll start with the prayer, okay?
All righty.
Here we go. Oh, Togashla, Wakasanta, Kichimane. Afecto Gile Chatewa, Ake, Kirichasa, Let's Chokata, Ogime. God, Lena, Ole, Ohioni, Pictinia, Chetka, Oshicho. And it's not only Wakapi. Na uchi makaki alega bati akhbabi kohon. Uchi bkhai wanki tuna unkaita wa kik teri chasa lesu. Tala unkina tib nataka uwaste imungla kohte. Lela wane tio ki let kohta. Tekhea unkauti. Ela maska kizena. Na ikusi katako lena uungla kohte ki le ne chetke kochi chok. Uak sape he. Niyaku hota na komri. Wopila hatch. No, onchi mi kaki. Onchi let you say, Dalo kina. Ongla kona le, was taki ye. Onkichi. Vila ota wabla se kile gluni. Ispapi. Nakaholiapi. Vila haska kawaita. Let you say, Yagle. I shall bet to kime. Exeri chasa. You. Dona hunk let you say, another paya o kansala kile. Nazuki. Well, it's a good evening, and I was really taking a brief, you know, survey of the reservation and outside and looking at things that were going on in Indian country. And I saw something that was very, very heart-saddened because of our people missing the picture of what's happening today. And what I saw was that even in lateral terms before Dakepe, lateral terms, this belongs to the white man, that termination, that understanding, that language, that word, lateral. So I saw our people doing stuff that were inappropriate to the measures of who we are as a red people. But it didn't bother my consciousness to understand why they were doing it. As I continued on, I made some marks on the earth and put some sticks up because I want to return back there again. Take a look at the land again, lay it out again. And so I went on, and then I seen a gathering of Republicans. You know, one running for Senate, Bruce Whalen, and just a New Guard guy and a few others, and a feminine individual got into the midst of their talking ability to share why they wanted a Republican, you know, individual to take the necessary measure on went to go check it out. There was some Indian people, a lot of people sitting there, checking it out somewhere, intoxicated, other than being themselves. So Chalupa had to walk up, and I seen Bruce Whalen running his head. A few others that I've known in the past, it's great to see them. But at the same time, no big wigs were asking any questions. Which brings to mind, I thought about all this stuff that was happening on Indian lands. And I remember my grandfather telling me one thing. You have many people, when they get on a radio show or when they're talking to a crowd, they'll say, one who speaks the least is the honorable one of them all. One that speaks long can't ever get to a point. You know, all of this goes down into the understanding of how America sees things and how they deal with Native people and people of color. Some people, when they have an arrogant, they have an arrogant way of being who they are, they would say, we Native people talk too much. Well, where did we learn that from? Come from the white man. The white man teaches everything and he makes us look bad. So now we're doing it to ourselves. As I said in previous radio shows, we have become like the enemy. And so taking this opportunity, I'm going to ask you, listening audience, to call in. And this is what I'm going to challenge you on. The number you call in is 657-383-1630. Again, 657-383-1630. And this is what I'm going to ask you. How many really believe in the freedom and independence that we still are fighting for to remain freely amongst our own selves and the people that surround us? How many believe in freedom and independence? That's a question I wanted to throw in everybody's lap because of what I saw today. It's one thing to say we're indigenous. It's one thing to say we're black. It's one thing to say we're Latino or Latin Americans or Oriental. It's one thing to say that. But we can never say we're white. And it's been 500 and some odd years that the white race has been on Turtle Island. And not one indigenous person turned white. Not one black person turned white. Not one Latino person turned white. And most of all, not one Oriental turned white. You see, this is the propagated behavior that a lot of us don't understand because the things that are happening today in 2022 on the day of Saturday, 2014, I should say. There's things changing drastically in Indian country, but yet we're not seeing it from the way our ancestors once viewed things. So on May 14, 2022, we ask ourselves, are we really indigenous people? From time immemorial? Or are we just an individual struggling to understand something that isn't ours? That's why I said the phone number 657-383-1630. And the majority of you that listen in, I know a lot of you get threatened when Chinookwa talks really harsh, and I get to a point. And I get to the reality. I've asked many people out there and around to come on the show because the majority of the people, they love to talk. They sure do. They love to talk. But what is it we're talking about? You see, people are subjugated to the supremacy of how America does things. Without a job, without monetary existence, without mammon in your pocket, there's nothing you can do to help put a smile on your face or keep the momentum of love and freedom and caring in the midst of your family, let alone your grandchildren and your children's children. You see, this is the problem that fails Indian country. That's why we get upset to really look at what's going on, how America does things. The brutality of the white man is inevitable. You don't see groups of people taking a challenge on. Thanks to Strongheart, I appreciate that what they're doing. I love what they do, and I hope they continue on after I'm gone. You see, a lot of the great figures did things in the time. Lehman Brightman, Russell Means, Minnie Two Shoes, Dennis Banks, Carter Capp,
John
Cadell. These are the people that made something happen for people to stand on the integrity of who you are as a red man. And the sad thing is, the majority of them don't really see that these great figures paved an opportunity for you. And it took warriors like myself and David Hill and many others that are still out there struggling to remain free, struggling to keep the message alive. And you look at the conditions of our brother, Leonard Peltier, who is still locked up, dealing with these racial endeavors and all these racial disparities. Dealing with this consciousness that isn't ours puts a binding factor in who we're supposed to be in their own capacity of freedom. That's the hard part today, people. We're forgetting those things. We're forgetting to teach ourselves. We're forgetting to love ourselves. We're forgetting to do all these things that are important to the survival of our own existence. Like I've always said, just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians don't mean they're Indians. That's the problem with people today in Indian country on May 14, 2022. We're forgetting who we are. It's okay to masquerade and put a feather on, not even air, horns, guns, green, purple, whatever the necessity is to make you fit in the purpose of a life that isn't yours. Go ahead, you can do that. That's your choice. Nobody's telling men you can't do that. But it's an insulting gesture when you look at it because it harms who you are as a red people. The only time we painted ourselves, we've done things with the open virtues of what we do as a free people. We don't look at the momentum of what happens in Indian country. We don't ever do that.
Yeah, Hulk
Hogan. Wow, that's Hulk Hogan. I hear people in the background again.
Time, thank you for coming.
You, my buddy.
I love you.
Yeah. Listening audience,
Cola.
We need you to mute your phones until you're ready to speak.
Are you ready for me to speak?
That's it. Tanupa's talking, so when we call your numbers out to speak, then you unmute. Meanwhile, mute because we're picking up all your background talking and so forth.
Okay. Let me figure out how to do this.
What I left off at was to give you all a chance to understand how the system works in its own behavior. And I've said this over time. There comes a point we're going to have to look at what is really ours as a once free people. Until we do that, then we can solve the problems that befall us in Indian country. As the time moves up, it moves down to the hours of 6 o'clock. I've been on the air for 20 minutes. 5:30, I'm going to open this
I still want you people to call in. 657-383-8830. I want to hear what your own belief system in yourself is by understanding the freedom of independence. Because this is a challenge I'm going to give you. I saw it today. And nobody has ever made that understanding across the people. No one. And that's why I said I'd do it tonight. And so as I continue on, I'm going to shut down with this. In the language of what I said to our people, okay, it's hard for us to understand the nature's dynamics of what we're doing in Indian country.
And you all know that. But for some, we struggle with this to give you an idea of what you're missing and wanting to learn in a traditional form, in a sense of using white man's language to give you a chance to understand that fairness and balance. A majority of the people don't do that anymore because they want something in return. And I say that all the time. People don't like me the way I talk. People don't like the way I do things. I'm doing it the way I think is good for me, that helps others. And whatever you do, that's your purpose. The white man comes together and he tries to promote, no matter what you do in the demonstrations or even the walks of life, he tells you, you can't do this. You can't do that. But yet you people out there, you bring him into the sacred circle. You teach this little devil how to be part of the sacred sundance, the sacred sweat lodge. You teach this individual how to beat at the drum. You do all of these things when we are told not to do these things, but you do that. That's the hard part. So now you see white people out there saying, oh, hey, you want me to bring my drum? Where'd you get that from? You see, that's the thing. They want everything the indigenous people have. And our stupidity is the nonsense in our dead brain that we keep giving it to them. We can all abolish these things that belong to a white man if we think independently, but we don't. And you all want to talk. You all want to talk, no matter what tribe you are. You all want to talk. Well, start talking. This is your show. We're taking this opportunity. Challenge. 657-383-1630. Tell the people what's going on out there. And bring to the forefront of this radio show about what freedom and independence really means to indigenous people. And as we get to the bottom of 5:30 Mountain Time, this is your show to elaborate and speak on these topics that you see and what it means to be an indigenous person. And so with that, I'm going to hand it over to my brothers, Jabril and Ami, and we're going to turn the show up a little bit stronger and bigger, because I want to hear your input. You all know Friday and Saturday, 5:30 or 5 o'clock to 6:30 is the Indigenous Voices of People show. It's your show. You all know that. I text it. I call you guys. You guys got at least that's what you say. But I don't believe that. It ain't going to take a couple of minutes to get on this radio show, to speak the peace, to speak what's in your heart. And if you are that blood of us indigenous blood people, then act like it. And this is my understanding to all of you. As the show begins, this is your show to elaborate what you have on yourself. So let's turn it into a show that question and thoughts and answers. All right, people, call in. First caller, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Miracle 198-0762. Take your name. Where you calling from? What's your concern?
Move on to the next one.
There's another area code, 918-438, 918-4392. Think where you're calling from, what's your name, what's your concern? Okay. Next one, area code 406-5023. Take where you're calling from. What's your name? And what's your concern?
Yeah, hello. This is Jenny. Manny Heights.
Hey, Jenny.
Calling in from the Bakunni Nation here in northwest Montana. And as far as how I feel, who I am, you know, as a human being, might as well say that because you're born into this world. But the people I was born into this world. So what I'm trying to say is, I you know, what Chinupa is talking about continuously about how our own people are bringing white people into the ceremony. Yeah, I'm strongly against that. The reason why is, you know, you look at it, it's like you don't, they want everything, anything and everything of us. They want it. You know, and our own stupid people will give it to them. They sell knowledge to them. And, you know, that was given to our people to help us at a time like this, because you know, there's a lot going on more than people realize. I don't call it talk, you know. If we're going to get on here, we're going to share much, you know, as we can, you know, trying to, I guess, help you or who or what to understand what we're saying. You know, like I told Chinupa, you know, people call him crazy. They call many of people like us crazy, you know, the way we talk and see this world and what it is and what how it's going to become if people don't wake. You look at it, you know, in a bigger picture, you know, and sometimes I question my mind at times, but so far I could say it, whatever was being shown to me is still being shown to me. It's accurate. I don't have to make it up. You can't make stuff like this up. So when people call Chinupa crazy, you know, I laugh about it, and we're all crazy then, you know? Even the great mystery, the spirit itself is crazy then, too, then. Hmm? Because what we're trying to share, it's real. We don't make this stuff up. You look at what's going on our reservation. Oh, you know, it's time to campaign, election time, you know. Who's going to be next to put in those business chairs and playing black meat for all of us and negotiating continuously with the government, you know? I mean, it's just coming to a critical time for us. At the same time, they want answers to all the death and whatever else goes on there. You know, so our people are starting to feel it. You know, the part about all of it is, or territories, you know, and that's the main thing. That's the main thing. We have to have our territories in order to even say what we want to do or going to do or what we're going to change or, you know, how we're going to be, if we're going to be independent ourselves or as a people or what. Because we know our enemy, you know? And we should understand who our enemy is by now. We've been talking about it for over a year or so now, but on the radio, but you know, it's been being told for how many years before us what this world was going to become. So even us, we have to fix, you know, what was given to us, because it was so torn apart and stolen. And they say our people are almost gone, you know, and meaning that a lot of us are not even attending to what was given to us. And for us, it's the teaching, you know, the teaching of the pipe and how it governs Turtle Island, the teaching of Turtle Island. There's a lot more to it, and that's supposed to come from the grandmothers. So even us women, yeah, we're, you know, we're lost from it. You know, even we have to put it together, and the men have to put whatever was given to them together. You know, so our people on the reservation, that's our struggle. I don't want to be white. Shit, it's too expensive, you know, and it's just too expensive to even try to live that way today, you know, but people are doing it. We're all trying to follow something that wasn't supposed to be here. Well, there's a lot to it. But, yeah, that's what I understand what he's saying. We need to stop. You know, but how do we stop them? You know? We have to figure that way. out for ourselves. How do we stop those ones from doing that? I had to stop a society up here called Crazy Dog Society. In 2013, I shut their goddamn sundown meeting down, everything, because what they were doing, they were letting the Polish people come in, pay their way in to do that ceremony, the sundance on my brother, with my brother Philip going to be the one to be pierced that year. And I shut their meeting down anyway, so I put a stop to them. So now they can't have white people, Polish people in a ceremony somewhere. And last year they had the Horn Society sundance, and a white lady tried to go into that camp, and they wouldn't let her in. And I thought, well, geez, you know, that's good to see and know, you know, because, yeah, we need to do that. We need to start protecting what was given to our people. We can't be using it for profit or going out there, you know, making people think, oh, you're the only one that understands, you know, these ways and what. That is not true. Believe me, it's not true. We're scattered all over, whether we're speaking language or not. And a lot of this stuff that is going on with the missionary school, they're finding all the massive graves. I always say that. You know, I even told my son that, you know, you can't hide nothing from her. Even if you can dig it the deepest hole, but you can't hide nothing from her. She'll reveal it, you know. So that's why it's better to be an honest person, you know, because people, you know, they lie about everything they're saying, you know, but other people believe them. So, and I think, in our way, it's not no religion, it's not no church way. It's a way of life, it's an everyday life, you know. You have to have that ability to understand it. Yeah, we connect with everything. We don't even have to repeat it. We should know it by now. But there's a lot more that our people don't understand yet. And we're trying. It's supposed to be a time we're supposed to help each other. How are we going to do this together? We've been talking about it. But how are we going to do it together? When's that part going to come? Well, maybe that's my question, huh? Well, yeah. I'll leave it right there.
The question, like you said, the question is when you put your pride together, and when you put your pride aside and you stop thinking about you being an individual, when you start thinking about the collective, that's when you start coming together, when you stop thinking about the I and still thinking about the we, thinking about the us, and thinking about the collective and how we can do things together. That's the only way I see it, when you put your selfishness away and start thinking independence and self-determination.
Well, that's how the government wants us to be and live individual for yourself, you know, nobody else. Not to share, and that's why our people become selfish and everything like that. They become thieves and liars and deniers, everything. Everything that, you know, what they're showing us now is, it's what was already, you know, within them already. They brought all this. I blame the government system. I don't even like this system. It's too ugly. You know, it's really an ugly system. You know, that's why I see what it, you know, Chinupa says, freedom, yeah. When are we going to feel like we're free from it? You got to go way out in the country to feel like you're free from it, you know.
Right.
It's really hard. Right. You know?
The only way you can be a free people is not letting the governor tell you what to do. And my understanding is that when you become a federal recognition or even a state recognition tribe, then your autonomy and your autonomy and your independence is limited. And so guys, they have authority over you. But if you're not recognized as a federalized or state entity, you have more freedom to govern yourself. I mean, that's my take.
Well, yeah. Well, I try to look at it as the people, you know, as a
right.
Who people are, you know, not just as a, oh, just, you know, how I'm going to govern myself, you know. But how are we going to govern ourselves as a people? Because we're looking at existence. We're looking at, you know, continue generation. But how do you do that with this change, even, you know, with the nature itself, the weather, the everything that's going on, you know. In our stories, when Earth shifted, you know, we were going to able to see two morning stars, and which we do now. Hmm? But we never did before. We'd only see one. Now we could see two. So it's kind of accurate with our stories we're talking about. It. We're talking about the first one was Scarface, in a story when he went to the sun to marry that beautiful cunning woman. And then when Earth shifted, now you could see two. So that's morning stars, actually. Mm-hmm. So we could see that up here where we're at. We could see those things up here. We could see how the sun is dancing all over the mountains up here. So we could see the wobble. Mm-hmm. So those things we could see if we really truly understand our areas, you know, what they really are and how our people could see that way before, you know, any of the white people came and what, you know, they were living with the sun, the moon, they were living with nature and what. They seen those things. Hmm? That's how they knew what this world was going to become because of the people, you know, what they're going to be doing. They're, you know, they're going to be destroying, taking. They knocked, you know, the turtle off balance by what they took, you know. So our people's teachings were more about Earth and, you know, everything. Hmm? It wasn't about going to this goal, getting a diploma and becoming the psychologist or whatever, or doctors or anything like that. Right? So now we up here, we could still see that when we could see the difference. Hmm? If we're really paying attention to how our old ones, you know, how they taught. And like I tell our people up here, the ceremonies, I remember how our old ones would talk about this world, but it was in animal formation where their locations were at. Those are the animals that represented the people. Up here, the Buffalo Nation and the bear, the eagles and stuff, you know. So that's how they were teaching that the animals are here before us. So there's a lot to it, you know. But I don't really hear. I don't hear that going to some, you know, some Sundances don't really even teach. They're not talking like that, you know, that way. So I don't know what their teaching, you know, really is, you know. And you gotta understand it though. The ceremonies were given to our people to help us to remind who we are, where we come from, our stories that were given to our people here on Sherman Island, you want to call it. Hmm? Well, that's what's hurting us today because they came and killed our, you know, they're killing our teachers and language speakers and everything. So we're all a result of what they did to us. But we're the survivors of who they're all talking about. So, yeah.
So, Janupa, that was the last. She was the last call, and I called everybody else, and nobody else came on. So,
yeah,
if you want to continue,
Miss Jay, I think I missed my. Number. This is Muskogee, our big Odali, Nokasi, Odali of the Muskogee Nation.
Okay.
Right. I listened to Makola Chanupa, and he's right. Everything he says is right. I see people here in Oklahoma say they're Indian, man, but they don't come to the tribal towns. They don't get their scratching. I don't think you should say you're Native just because you have a tag. I think you need to know your clan. I think you need to know you get your scratches and know your traditions and stand with us. And being in this process, when you're this way, you have to accept death in prison because they don't want you to be this way. And when you stand up for your indigenous rights, you have to accept death for prison. Some people to lose what they have and not gain what was theirs, that they don't. They won't stand up. They won't say anything. And then when we do things, I see a lot of people getting discouraged because they didn't get credit for it. But they have to remember there's no amount of good that you can do as long as you don't care who gets the credit. And when you go to these places and you fill these spaces where you're needed to stand up for those rights, such as Leonard Peltier, such as the Longest Walk, such as Makawa, such as Line 3, such as Standing Rock. It doesn't matter the amount of credit you do as long as you don't care who gets it. And you have to do whatever is necessary. That is what our grandfathers did. That's what my grandfather Tecumseh did. That's what my grandfather Osadeyohola did. Just recently, I had to turn myself in to the FBI. And my grandfather did that 3 times. And life, I threw up, man. I got in the truck. I got out. Ugh. And I threw up twice. But I still had to be brave because I knew if I didn't, the blue coats would go harass my sisters, would go harass my brothers, my dad, because that's what they do. That's where them concentration camps came from. They said, get their women and their children and they will come. And these guys knew where I was at because I already bonded out, you know, from Muskogee. Even our own tribal governments are not for us. They were created by them. We have our governments in our tribal towns, but the only people who know about them are those that come to the tribal towns. So all those that don't, they always side with the white man's BIA. And there's no way that benefits us. Every time they've stepped in, when we're doing good, I don't care if you're from Canada, Mexico, it has never helped the indigenous people. And any time they see us doing good, that's what they do. They step in and they want to take a little bit for them, a little bit of that. Just now, we got our bingo canceled in our at our tribal towns that helped raise money for food and even gifts and stuff for the kids. And the gaming commission came in. And we had to meet them at our complex with our elected Micos, not our tribal town Micos, to argue over. They were claiming we had a $150,000 jackpot. Our town, Arbica, the tribe, we had the highest jackpot, and we've been keeping records since the beginning. And our highest jackpot was $1,500, and half of that was food. The other quarter of that was cash, and the other quarter was product that they still had receipts for from that jackpot. So we had to argue over that. And we, Native Americans, we invented gambling. We invented bingo. And they still try to take that from us because we weren't giving them anything. They were not getting any of the taxes off of it. And this was a fight, and it still is today. We were told by our Micos just to do it, just to keep it undercover. But we shouldn't have to keep it undercover. I couldn't show my scratches until the 80s. My kids would have been taken from me. And then we were told, keep it undercover. We should not have to be that way in our own reservation. And one day, we won't have these ways. And that's what they want. They want us to lose our language. They want us to lose our ways. So they no longer have to recognize us. And the sooner we can get away with from them through food sovereignty, through land back, even if we have to take it aggressively, if it's ours, it's ours, and it will always be ours. And if it is right, it will always be right, regardless of their laws. And that's from my Kola, my Boa, David Hill. And I thank you, Chinupa, for this time, and I thank you for this show. And Maro, Hamdi Ejakalish.
And thank you for coming on. That's great. You see, you know, all the callers that do take the chance to call in, we're giving you this opportunity to express what your area is really about and what the system of injustice still does to people of color, mainly the red and black people, okay? The red and black people are the main people that become victims to their circumstance, no matter what it is. And so, I mean, is there other callers on? I mean?
That was all the callers.
Those were the only two.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, you know, people, I'm going to share this with you. It's not what you know, it's who you know. In the world that we live in today, we need to know about the great mystery. And if we know him, then he can fix everything. And just for the record, I took on the education system because it was given to me. A gentleman by the name of Kenny Three Fox from down in Lincoln, Nebraska, he worked for an organization called Centerpoint in Lincoln. And when people were incarcerated, that opportunity was there for people that wanted to better learn their education or do something productive to the communities they were going to be in. So I took that challenge on. You had to take a AP calculus, which you get in Cali and college, and then you also have to take a SAT test, you know, which you get out of high school and so forth. So the AP calculus from college and the SAT from regular high school, I took them both, and I passed them. I passed one with a 4.1 and the other one with a 4.3. And that's how I got into college. And when I went into college, I wanted to become a history teacher. And after I found out the big lie about white people doing this shit, I took up psychology. And psychology is my degree. And so that's why if you notice a lot of the times when I'm talking, I try to implement that impact on that. But that paper don't mean nothing to me. I'm not a white man just because I achieved that. I achieved my education when I was a child from my elders, my mother, and many other aunts and uncles, because that was the first education that I ever could consume at an early age. And that was Lakota, Shahiala, Titista, and Mashika, Enatabeta. I speak those three languages fluently from my grandparents and my people. And so the education, on the other hand, is just a piece of paper. It didn't do me anything good. Just because I got it, that don't mean I know everything. But I know how it is to stand up to white people with it. That's their field. I obtained something from them. And that's how I make a long story short. Is there any other callers? I mean?
Nobody else is calling in. People, just remember, the show is only as good as you calling and the voice your opinion. That's why the call is the voice of the people, you know, and then you just voice, to hear your voice, you know, not to be silent, you know. Because we keep telling you this is your show and call in, you know. I'm quite sure you have something to say. My opinion, everybody got something to say. So call in and let's hear your opinion and what you have to say about in your neck of the woods and your tribal council, whatever. We're on two days a week, Fridays and Saturdays. You know, this is a very unique station, a very unique show. Because I don't think there's too many shows like this in the country, you know, indigenous, you know. Remember, we are indigenous people. We are of the land. And it comes to saying that, you know, these people want to be like us, but yet they still want to kill us, you know. Now they want to take our position. They want to be like this and call us, but yet they still have that hatred about us. You know, you must understand you're still at war. The war has never stopped. That's what you must always remember. You're always at war with these people coming at you. Might not be the same way, but they're still coming at you.
And speak the truth on that. Okay, listening audience, okay, we're going to get into this heavy piece. Now, I did tell you guys to call in and voice your concerns about what it means to be free and independent. I heard Miss Jenny talk about an understanding, okay? The only way she can be free is to go out in the country, away from, you know, human contact. Okay, that's true. regardless how you look at it. Now, in order for us to understand freedom and independence, what is independence? What is freedom? Those two pieces, since the listening audience will not, you know, elaborate on them and call in and discuss this topic with us, I'm going to discuss it with you. See, a long time ago, our ancestors said this. So, in lateral terms, so freedom is, being free means you have the pursuit of a liberty. The independence is, you know, how people seem to forget that when you're independent, you don't submit to taxes. You don't submit to some kind of charge given without, you know, a volunteered acceptance, okay? That's not the use of what independence and freedom is. Independence, on the other hand, is a whole lateral ball game that people always say, yeah, I want my independence, I want this. Well, you have it as a human being. Okay? The hard part is, what are we to do with it? Jenny said that earlier on the show. She talked about, you know, well, hey, what does that mean? What do we do? Okay, look, because our people today in the year May 14th, 2022, okay, this is what's happening. What's happening in Indian country? And I say this with an open heart because a lot of the people that claim to be indigenous, hey, you're just a token child of a poster board. That's it. And if you don't like it, call me, 605-517-1547, 605-517-2621. Call me, and I'll have a lateral conversation with you. Independence, okay, is the tool to freedom. When you have independence, folks, you're free. Your autonomy is free. You're denouncing, you know, you're not under a slave mentality. So the autonomous behavior, people use it with sovereignty or sovereignty. I could care less about that. Independent is doing for your people and for yourself. That's it. That's the hard part that people don't want to embrace. You can tell anybody whatever you have in your heart. That's why I have this saying, never, ever let anyone know what you're thinking, okay? Because if you do, they're going to want something. They're going to say that they came up with the idea instead of you. Then you'll turn around and say, I've been saying that all along. Well, obviously, if you've been saying it all along, it reached somebody. But who did you really reach? Freedom, on the other hand, is to be left alone. Don't bother me. But the white race, on the other hand, that white race, that man wants to get in everybody's amidst a glove, your hand, whatever you're doing in your everyday lifestyle. He wants to get in it. That's how he is. That's what makes people still incarcerated because of the conditions they came from. They're ex-cons, they're prisoners. They'll never change because they'll never surrender to themselves. If they surrender to themselves, then and only then will their journey of healing begin. The white man don't give a shit about his life. He gives a shit about taking stuff and making people unhappy. That's how that devil works. And he is a devil in physical and color form. He's white. And he can lie, he can murder, he can rape, he can steal, and he can get away with it. That's how they are. So you go back into primitive times, when the Vikings came here in 1373, the Vikings came here, and they left animal remnants of, you know, the things that belong to people of their culture. And they seen that this land we're in called Turtle Island was already inhabited with people living nomadic like them. They left their gifts, they left, and they never came back to this day. Those four ships that came in 1492, you figure from 1373 to 1492. Now think about that. Those are some years spanned by the white race, okay? That's why the white man and all you people claim that, oh, yeah, we've always been here. Bullshit. You haven't always been here. You all got here. You all did. Now, I don't care if it offends you. My number, I told you again, 605-517-1547, 605-517-2621. Everyone got here on those four ships, and they continue to come here to this day on May 14, 2022. They think America is the land of opportunity. Okay? The term "kill the Indian, save the man" is still in existence. It has never gone away. So when you educate yourself fully, we have, and I'm going to say we have, we, okay? We indigenous people have a congressional woman in there. Actually, there's two of them. Okay, there's Deb Haaland and what's her name? The little Masika girl. God, I can't remember her name off the head, but they're the only two in there in the congressional powers mitts. Acosta. Okay, ASO they call her. Acosta, okay? So they're in there, her and Deb Haaland. And Acosta's been trying to make a lot of leeway by challenging people. And there's some sisters in there from a different nationality in the federal Congress. And they have to struggle to keep their words impulsive enough so they don't offend anybody. Because it does offend them when you talk that way. I know. I'm living proof. When you talk heavy about the white race, they get offended because they're guilty. They are. And you have to make them feel that. They have done so much damage to people of color. How do you give it back to them, white man? All the shit you did, how do you bring back them animals that you hunted beyond extinction? And you're still trying to control the animals. You do experimental testing on them. You vaccinate them. So you label us as them, as thoroughbred horses and, you know, pedigree dogs and shit. This is what you white people do. So until people have a consciousness to see the fact that the white man is your blood enemy, mortal enemy,
morbid enemy, then you'll understand. You send that white man back to his country, wherever he came from, you send that guy back over there, they'll kill him. They'll kill him over there. You see, he has nowhere to go, and we have to put up with that because his technology is what's harming people. And as stupid as we indigenous people are, we can't pick up our culture anymore because we want his way of life. That's inhuman, people. And you know you do that. Don't bullshit with me. You know you do that. You put the white man first, but you don't put your people first. I've asked others to check this out, check things out, check it out. They didn't do it. Because otherwise they would have seen what we're still doing without the means of a populated people. You're all still numb on drugs, alcohol, sociological deformatory, sensitism. It's a Eurocentric bipolar disorder that makes you discharge. All of them are mental health issues that the white man created through his way of life. And you all love it. And all you guys that smoke weed and you think that's fucking medicine, bullshit. That was even brought over here. Everything the white man bring over here was bad, and it's still bad. But no, you guys want to stay numb and dumb, and that's why you support it. Even pharmaceuticals, no matter if it's opiates, pharmaceuticals from, you know, from hydrocortisone, oxycontins, Demerol, all of that stuff, phenobarbital, Dilan, all that shit, to deal with your own body's mindset, none of that on a human life has ever existed in my people's country, my people's country. That was all brought here. They did it. Just like all the sexual transmitted disease, syphilis, gonorrhea, VD, clap, chlamydia, all of that the white man brought here. You go back into the Bible days, the white man was having sex with animals. And even in my country, Turtle Island, there's cases where white farmers were having sex with llamas and alpacas. No shit they were, and sheep. They're still doing that to this day. They got a spouse, but yet they can't pleasure her because they comforted her with material, TV, all of that shit, necessities that don't make a house look good. And they love that. They want that because they want to keep it clean. But yet their husband's out there, you know, having those kind of diseases, man, transmitted to human life because they've been doing that to them animals, and then they come home and act innocent while you feed his bitch ass. And he's going to eat and then have sex with you, and then there goes the disease, transmitted through you, your birth canal. You guys got to understand that shit. That white man is a devil in two-legged form and the skin tone of white. Sad but true. And I've said many times on this show, show me where the indigenous people dropped a bomb and invaded another country that had their own way of living and forced their Lakota way upon them. You show me where that exists, and I'll shut the F up and dye my skin white. Because they're inventing that now, too. We get into these tabloids of our own understanding because we can see with the third eye. And we tell the people over and over, get on the show. Get on. We strong hearts are no different than anyone else struggling to feed our people, to keep them warm, cutting wood and doing all this to hunt for them. And yet we still stand up when the brutality of the white man takes the life of one of our people. I said this in open gestures of life. Okay, we're 10 minutes after 6:30. The Grand Gateway Hotel called everybody to Rapid City to do a march to the federal courthouse, downtown Rapid, in March 23rd, 2022. So we all went down there. I was with them. And then there was time for people to speak about whatever the necessity was that they were aiming this problem to. And again, I go back to that same thing. This is where all of you can't even see it. You don't get it because you're still numb and dumb on your, you know, street paraphernalia that you claim to be. So the Grand Gateway Hotel had this behavior aimed at indigenous people. So my nephew, Nick Tilson, and them from this NDN collective took a challenge on because they got federal grant money. They do. No kidding. And so that money, like they say, money changes people. But people without money were still the same, but more powerful into fixing the problems with our freedom and independence. So on March 23rd, 2022, an attorney said, "You Indians don't get violent. Let's let the courts play it out." So he told the Indian people to have patience and all that. We had patience all along, all our lives. But he told us not to get violent like they do. Don't remember that insurrection when Trump got beat out? They all, look how crazy the white folks were. Hurt a bunch of people and nothing's done about it. Nothing's done about it because they're white. White people, white nationalists, white liberals. Think about it, people. So we have this press conference. And they tell the Indians to stand down. That same following weekend of the 26th of March, they had another press conference, and they marched on the Grand Gateway Hotel, this time with tribal chair people from the tribal governments. And them lying fools did the same thing. They wanted to use the treaty. And they called it the Badman Clause, which is Article 1 on the Treaty of 1868. And all the people, AIM, everybody, all marched over there. We went in support. We strong hearts. We show our flag, but we didn't go all the way with them because it's the same thing. And then all of a sudden, while they were getting close to Grand Gateway, all the fire trucks and police departments, law enforcement officials all took off west. Boy, they were roaring down west side of Rapid City. That same day, they killed Barney Leroy Peoples. They shot him multiple times. They even used a shotgun on him, okay? They killed this kid to show you we still got you Indians in our grip. So go ahead and play your Indian bullshit. All right? That's the garb. And so after they shot him multiple times, they couldn't identify him. They couldn't make his face up. So they send him down to Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. And the family was told that they had to cremate him. They had to burn him up to get rid of all the evidence. They killed that man. They murdered him in first degree. But yet you stupid Indians out there don't give a damn to talk about it. And how evil that white man is. This young boy that just came on, he's telling you what they did to him. He had to turn himself in. His tribal courts couldn't even protect him. Tribal courts supersede that because it's indigenous. But they wanted to hang something on this kid. And he told his story tonight on the show. What does that tell you? The war is still going on outside. But the war is called the ideology of the white man. Again, the ideology of the white man. We're all going to leave one day. We're going to pass on. But when I leave, I'm doing something courageously to help my grandchildren. my animals, my people. So they don't have to go through this. If Russell Means and Lehman Brightman and Dennis Banks and my Grandpa Roy and my Grandma Cecilia, my Aunt Agnes Lamont, all of them, my Aunt Bertie, all of them, my Aunt Pearl Dixon, my mom, can pave a way for me to not have extreme abuse forced upon us. God damn it, I'm glad they did. And we're seeing America repeat its history. You know it and I know it. If you don't know it, you know it now because then Chinupa told you. That's what's happening. And they're going to constantly do that until you people wake up and voice your concern. Our brother Leonard Peltier and many other brothers in every state, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska, are incarcerated of falsified claims of crimes against humanity. That's inhuman, people. And you white people are to blame. We didn't go do that to your country and do that to you, force our way upon you. No, we did not. And as stupid as we Indians are, we keep bringing them into the Sundance. Keep sitting them at the drum, sweat lodge, all of that. You goddamn Indians better wake up and put that shit away. Just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians don't mean they're Indians. It's hard trying to tell a white man, what are you really looking for? What do you want? And that's the sad thing. But this show's only getting stronger, brighter, and bigger. And we're down at the bottom of the hour. So I want to hear people have some last-minute comments before we close the show. And thank you all, the callers that called in, Jenny, Little Bear from Oklahoma, you guys. Thank you. You did a tremendous job. And many others that are listening in, thank you for coming on board and listening to the truth. If there ever was and ever will be a dangerous radio show, it's your show called The Indigenous Voices of People. Because I remember a brother named Nightwolf was saying he had a show that was the dangerous show. You couldn't even talk like this on his show. It was all whitewashed. I know, I've been on it. But your show speaks from the heart of what you experience and see with the third eye. And we encourage all of you to come back on the Indigenous Voices of People show. So any more last-minute comments before we close the show with the song? I mean, you have something to say?
No, I'm just saying that y'all know what time the show is, you know, twice a week, Fridays and Saturdays, and, you know, take the opportunity to come on and voice your opinion. Like I said before, things change. Was here today, can be gone tomorrow. So we invite y'all to come on the show and, you know, and express your opinion and whatever you have to say, you know. All topics is good.
And I thank you for that. Anyone else? Jenny, Little Bear, you have any? Are they gone?
A lot of people left.
The truth is what none gets them. You have to administer it that way. Otherwise, nothing's going to get done.
Remember that movie? They said you can't handle the truth.
That's right.
Some people can't handle the truth, or can't handle the truth. No other form you give it to them, but that's the only way, you know, people, that we come at you with truth. You don't want to be lied to.
Right.
That's even, you know, you definitely don't want to be lied to, so we're telling you the truth.
Maybe we should try that on the next one of our shows. Let's see if I'm how if we can start lying and see what happens. Nah, we better not do that. That's kind of like food for thought. If we start lying like white people, god damn. Maybe that's the norm where people will start listening to us. Oh, well, we know what we're doing. That's a joke, people. Me and Amin can laugh about it. I'm sure you guys can. Well, it was great having you all on tonight's show, the two special guests, Jenny and Little Bear. It's great. And we look forward to that. Remember, it's your show. The Indigenous Voices of People show is yours. And you can express what's in your heart. It's yours. The greatest thing ever not to use is your voice. And if you don't use it, hey, you're going to get silenced from it. And that's what happens. So we're going to take this opportunity to say good night. Thank you for coming on the show. And we'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People show. And we're going to close this song out with, you know, the freedom song of Leonard Peltier, or Peltier, as we all know him. We're going to honor my brothers from down in Mexico and Oklahoma and all them brothers down there in that southern border that shot me some text messages. And you guys catch me every now and again when you can tune into it. I thank you all. And for, you know, Little Bear and Jenny for coming on. We're going to sing Leonard's song in honor of him. And we're going to dedicate this show to him. This is his song.
Hey, no, hey, yeah, 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 y
Hey. Good night to all our listening audience from the Indigenous Voices of People show. And that song's in honor of our brother, Leonard Peltier. And thanks for the guests that came on. And we'll all see you next week, Friday and Saturday, from 5 o'clock to 6:30 on the Indigenous Voices of People show. Remember, people, it's your show. And have a great rest of the weekend. Enjoy your day. Wopila. Hokahe.